Twin Sisters Digital Media presents The Magic Clown, written by Eugene Bradley Coco, illustrated by Kathy Pavia. The Magic Clown. One day, Billy's mother bought him a present. It was wrapped in blue and yellow paper, and it had a red bow on top. Billy was so excited. "Thank you, Mom," he cried as he ran into his room and opened it up. It was a book about a magic clown who lived in a circus. Billy loved clowns more than anything else in the whole wide world. Just then, Billy heard a voice call to him. It said, "Open up the book, Billy. There is a surprise for you inside." Billy looked around, but no one was there. "Hurry up," said the voice. "The circus is about to start." Billy opened up the book. On the first page was a picture of the magic clown. He had a black hat, big white shoes, a polka dot shirt, and a bright red nose. The magic clown smiled at Billy. Then he held out his hand. Billy couldn't believe his eyes. "You can't be real," said Billy. "Come and see for yourself," smiled the magic clown. Then Billy took his hand and followed the magic clown inside the book. Billy saw many wonderful things there. He saw lions and tigers and elephants on bicycles. Suddenly, Billy heard a loud noise. Kaboom! And saw a man being shot out of a cannon. Then the magic clown introduced Billy to Bobo, the dancing bear. "Won't you dance with me?" asked Bobo. "Go ahead," said the magic clown. "It's all right." Billy danced with Bobo. "This is so much fun," said Billy as he twirled and pranced and danced around and around. Billy also met Walter, the horn-playing seal. "Come and play the horn with me," said Walter. "Okay," said Billy. Billy played the horns with Walter. Honk, honk, honk. Beep, beep, beep. Beep, honk, honk. "You're good enough to play in the circus," clapped Walter. Billy looked up and saw a man and a woman flying through the air on a giant swing. They were the Flying Falcons. "Come and fly with us," they called. "I'm scared," said Billy. "Don't be," said the magic clown. "I won't let anything happen to you." The Flying Falcons lowered down a rope for Billy. He climbed all the way to the top. Then he held on to the swing with both hands. "Look at me," he cried as he swung back and forth and did a flip in the air. "I'm flying like a bird." Then Billy and the magic clown met Oscar, the 10-foot giant. Oscar picked Billy up and put him on his shoulders. Way up there, Billy could see the whole circus. He saw Ernesto the Great, juggling 10 balls at once. "I want to learn how to juggle like that," Billy said. He thanked Oscar and ran over to Ernesto. "Could you teach me how to juggle?" Billy asked. "Why, sure," smiled Ernesto. "Just look at the balls and concentrate." After a few minutes, Billy was juggling 3 balls in the air. "You're almost as good as I am," said Ernesto. Suddenly, Billy heard the ringmaster call. "Hurry, hurry, find your seats, everyone," he said. "The circus is about to begin." Billy and the magic clown found 2 seats in the front row and watched all of their friends perform their special acts for everyone at the circus. "There's Bobo and Walter," cried Billy, "and Oscar too. Look at Ernesto juggle all of those balls. He's even juggling one on his nose." Billy saw the Flying Falcons fly by and he waved to them. Just then, Billy heard a voice call to him. "Billy, it's time for supper." "That's my mom," said Billy. "I have to go now." "I know," said the magic clown. Then he gave Billy a black hat just like his. "Whenever you want to come back to the circus and visit all of your friends," he said, "just put on this magic hat, open your book, and we will be here waiting for you." Billy thanked the magic clown for a wonderful time. Then he stepped out of his book and into his bedroom once again. With a smile on his face, he took off his hat and closed the book, but not before he waved goodbye to the magic clown and all of the magical friends that he made.